Why would a sitting U.S. congressman who garners 68% of the vote in a re-election primary announce he's leaving that office a mere 16 days later? Congressman Johnson cited this as his reason for leaving.
My family obligations, however, are what compels this announcement. I'm almost 66 years old. My time is limited. I've been serving in office for 44 years. I'm also the father of 9 children. I have 11 grandchildren, and now 2. To compose myself. Great-grandchildren. I've been a part-time father in all those years, and that's not good enough. One of my grandsons, who's here, is 2 years old. I've seen him for a total of 10 minutes. I have another grandson who asked me not long ago if he's ever going to come to one of his ball games. I didn't have an answer. Aside from the missed birthdays, births, and weddings, there are some specific critical family issues that require my ongoing attention. Taken together, I cannot adequately serve the 15th District, campaign in the new 13th District, be in Washington, D.C., and fulfill my obligations to my family.
While there's no reason not to take the congressman at his word, other reasons may have factored into his decision. First, there's Johnson's unbeaten streak. He's never lost an election, whether as a member of the Urbana City Council in the 1970s, the Illinois House of Representatives from 1976 to 2000, or in his 6 terms in Congress. By leaving now, he's guaranteed an unblemished election record. That record might have been challenged this year as the redrawn 13th Congressional District trades away Republican strongholds in the northern part of the old 15th District, in exchange for democratically leaning Madison County and the metro east area of St. Louis. And while Johnson is well known in Champaign-Urbana, Bloomington-Normal, Decatur, Springfield, and the rural areas surrounding those central Illinois communities, he's less known by the electorate in the new left-leaning areas of the 13th. Johnson's announcement now, after the primary, also means GOP voters will not have a say in the nominee. Instead, Republican County Chairman in the 13th will select someone to take Johnson's place. They may choose from a wide range of contenders, including current and former state representatives and senators, or even Johnson's former chief of staff, Jerry Clark, who remains a resident of Urbana despite working for Wheaton-based Congressman Randy Hultgren. But one of Johnson's 2 primary opponents, Michael Fershing of Morrow, says he'd be interested in pursuing the Republican nomination and hopes the party considers him before endorsing anyone else.
I know there's a problem, but I'm not convinced what the solution is, but I know what we're doing is wrong. And I think I'm an excellent candidate to fill that void with concrete ideas of what needs to change.
Fershing cautions that the GOP can't be overconfident, or it's possible a Democrat is elected to the 13th District this fall. Pat Brady is the chairman of the Illinois Republican Party. He named State Representative Dan Brady, former state GOP Executive Director Rodney Davis, and former Johnson Chief of Staff Jerry Clark as possible candidates to replace Johnson. He says he's meeting with lawyers and says the process for naming a nominee will be slow and methodical. He also notes that the timing of Johnson's announcement wasn't a surprise to him.
He's been one of the hardest working public servants I've ever known, and I hope he enjoys whatever he does next. But we're going to go through a fair, open, and transparent process, pick the best candidate to win that district. And the Democrats have done us a big favor by nominating the most liberal Democrat they could find in the state.
Brady was referring to Bloomington physician David Gill, who is the presumptive Democratic nominee in the race. While the old 15th District has been held by a Republican for the last 35 years, political science professor Kent Redfield of the University of Illinois at Springfield says there's now a strong possibility a Democrat could take the newly redrawn 13th District seat.
It really will depend on the eventual candidates, and then it will depend on national money. And that was a complex question to begin with, and it just got more complex.
The Gill campaign is moving forward on the assumption that Gill is the Democratic nominee. Gill says he wouldn't automatically accept campaign money from the Democratic Party. He has long been a critic of accepting PAC money from corporations. If the Democratic Party does decide to help him, he says he would want to know where that money came from and what level of control the party has on the campaign.
I speak for myself, and I speak for the thousands of people that have been a part of Gill for Congress, so we'd have to talk about what they would want in exchange for whatever support they were interested in offering.
Gill narrowly defeated Matt Geddon in the March 20th Democratic primary, but the vote was so close that Geddon never conceded. Gill's apparent victory will not be certified by the State Board of Elections until April 20th. That leaves a possibility, however slight, that neither party has a clear nominee more than 2 weeks after the primary. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.